Blog Talk Radio.
Understand why we like it hard. You start to cry.
Well, well, good afternoon or evening to most and some, and good morning. This is Sister Faye with another word of encouragement. Today is Wednesday, July the 21st, 2021. God bless those and all that made it through to Wednesday. I want to say bless those that are sick and shut in. And I pray for my family members that are sick and those that are in nursing homes. I pray for you that God touch and heal your body. I pray for Sister Denise Gist, her mother, Sister Ayana and Shirley Willis and Elder Ronnie. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you and keep on blessing you. Again, I want to remind you that the Deviant COVID is out. If you haven't been keeping up with the news on your local stations or whatnot, the COVID is coming back. It's back. It's here. It never left. And my thing is I trust in God. He got me through the first spell, through all of this, and I'm trusting in God to get me through it again. Amen. And I hope and pray that you have faith in God at this time. My topic, lack nothing, coming from Exodus 7:8, Matthew 15, I believe I got it right this time, I hope. 15:1, verses 1 through 20. And 2 Corinthians 9:8. God bless you. Lack nothing. I'm going to read the scripture from 2 Corinthians 9:8. And it says, God is able to bless you abundantly so that you will abound in every good work. All right. And today's scripture and insight is Mark 6:7, Mark 6, verses 7 through 12. Amen. Amen. Imagine going on a trip without luggage, no basic necessities, no change of clothing, no money or credit cards. Sounds both unwise and terrifying, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. But that's exactly what Jesus told his 12 disciples to do when he sent them out on their first mission to preach and heal. Take nothing for the journey except a staff, said Jesus. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. It's Mark chapter 6, verses 8 through 9. Yet, later on, when Jesus was preparing them for their work after he was gone, he told his disciples, if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag. And if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. That's Luke 22, verse 36. So you may ask the question, what's the point here? It's about trusting God to supply your need. All right? That's the point. When Jesus referred back to the first trip, he asked the disciples, when I sent you without purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything? And the answer, nothing. The disciples had everything they needed to carry out what God had called them to do. He was able to supply them with the power to do his work. Amen. Amen. Mark 6:7. Do we trust God to supply our needs? Are we also taking personal responsibility and planning? Let's have faith that he will give us what we need to carry out his work. This is my word of encouragement for today. Do not lack in anything. Trust God, because he will always supply what you think you don't have. Amen. Amen. Again, I am Sister Faye, or Evangelist Faye. God bless you. Have a peaceful Wednesday. Continue to sow in the word of God. Continue to tell people about the word of God. Love one another now, because, you know, things are not as they were before. And we know God has the final say in all matters. So again, I love you. God bless you. And I want to say, for those that come and listen regularly, or someone is passing the link around, please continue to listen, pass the link to someone that's in need. God is here. God is powerful. God is my sustainer. He's my daddy. He's my brother. He's my sister. Whoo, God is all things to me. So until Friday, I have another word of encouragement. God bless you. Peace. Have a restful and good evening this Wednesday evening. God bless.